Yet many of you may not even remember how the Cold War originated. It will not be a history lesson. I mean, just say that the Cold War's origin in the late 40s had a lot to do with the American recognition that the alliance with the Soviet Union had a few question marks attached to it. For those who do not wish to accept a history lesson, let me just say another word for the Cold War is containment. Mentioning the word containment will give credence to those who say that the Cold War was entirely an American invention, particularly revisionist historians. In 1981, the word containment was brought up again by that great amateur historian, Ronald Reagan, who said in May of 1981 at Notre Dame, let me quote, "The years ahead will be great ones for our country, for the cause of freedom and for the spread of civilization. The West will not contain communism. It will transcend communism. We will not bother to denounce it. We'll dismiss it as a sad, bizarre chapter in human history, whose last pages are even now being written." President Reagan was contradicted immediately by that great specialist on Soviet affairs, Severin Mialik from Columbia University. Allow me to quote him. "The Soviet Union," this was also said shortly after Notre Dame in 1981, "the Soviet Union is not now, nor will it be during the next decade, in the throes of a true systemic crisis. For the Soviet Union boasts enormous unused reserves of political and social stability that suffers to endure the deepest difficulties." And he continues, "On the economic front, for the first time in its history, the Soviet leadership was able to pursue successfully the policy of guns and butter, as well as growth. The Soviet citizen, worker, peasant, and professional has become accustomed in the Brezhnev period to an uninterrupted upward trend in his well-being." The policy of bread and butter has collapsed in the Soviet Union. The policy of butter certainly has. We will hear today about the policy of guns. Fred Gaffney, the great skeptic, will not be allowed to speak first. And then he will depress you all in claiming in all likelihood that we should be skeptical. I did not talk at length to the other panelists, all columnists, by the way, columnists, not my quote inspection. And I've asked Mr. Richmond, Sheldon Richmond, to speak first. Sheldon Richmond was an associate editor with Inquiry magazine, so successful that it eventually folded. He is right now with the Cato Institute, which you all know to be a libertarian institution in Washington, and with the Institute for Humane Studies at George Mason University. He writes regularly on foreign policy, in particular on Middle East matters and on American Arab affairs. He also contributes regularly to the American Scholar, the Washington Times, Reason Magazine, the Wall Street Journal, and similarly, incurable publications. I will introduce the other speakers later on and ask the